Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Three candidates have been approved for the ballot for the special election for the 7th Congressional District. Mike Leishner tells us more.
Shortly after Monday's filing deadline, Republicans Jason Church and Tom Tiffany had their nominating petitions approved, along with Democrat Trisha Zunker. Other previously declared candidates, such as Edgar's Michael Opella and Lawrence Dale, also turned in their papers but were listed as pending. Opella doesn't appear to have the required amount of signatures, while Dale lives in Michigan but listed his address as a P.O. box in Eagle River. He did turn in at least 1,000 signatures. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And Oneida County Jail Administrator Mark Newman is confident that at some point, contraband has come into his jail because he doesn't have a body scanner. Even so, last month, the Oneida County Board rejected his request for about $130,000 to buy one as part of the 2020 budget. Body scanners are used during the intake process. They serve as an insurance that drugs and weapons don't make it into the jail.
It'd be like driving your car down the road, and after you crash, you go, "Oh, maybe I should go get insurance." A little late, right? Yeah, so we're trying to be proactive before we have something happen.
The county board also rejected funding for new tasers for sheriff's deputies. That would cost about $100,000, according to Captain Tyler Young.
The electronics, they do deteriorate with time. There's a life expectancy, and we're at life expectancy. I no longer have any spare tasers in my division. So if we have a taser that the battery goes or something else electronically goes, it's no longer serviceable, and then I'm short a taser, and right, Somebody's without one.
A county board subcommittee is reconsidering priorities for funding. The committee will make recommendations to the full board. You can hear more about why the sheriff's office thinks these projects are crucial coming up tonight at 5:45 p.m. And the next Science on Tap in Minocqua examines the tiny things that are said to run the world. Each month, Science on Tap brings a guest speaker to talk about the latest scientific trends. P.J. Leash directs the UW-Madison Department of Entomology Insect Diagnostic Lab. The lab has been around since the 1970s, and it helps identify insects that inhabit our state. Leash says he'll be talking about his general appreciation for insects and why they're important to life.
There's a famous entomologist, E.O. Wilson, who studies ants, and he had basically came up with this phrase that insects are the tiny things that run the world. Because whether we recognize it or not, insects are all over the place. They play roles in our everyday lives, and they're really, really important out there in the ecosystem.
He says there are reports coming out from various sectors about a fear of the general decline of insects. He says it's far too soon to say that is the case, but the consistency of the reports is somewhat concerning. Science on Tap will be held Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. at Minocqua Brewing Company in Minocqua. The talk is free and open to the public. It's not normal for this time of the year, but many Wisconsin farmers still have crops of corn and beans remaining in the field. The early snow and wet fall are being blamed. USDA crop report shows just 57% of corn has been harvested so far. At this time in 2018, it was about 94%. And the weather forecast for the rest of the afternoon. Look for skies to remain partly sunny with a high near 28. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low 23. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, high near 30, slight chance of a morning snow shower. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe and call in your pledge during Giving Tuesday here on Local Public Radio WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.